T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tigers have taken 2 of the first 3 at Fenway Park. They will try to take 3 out of 4 tonight when they take on the Red Sox at 7:10. A game you can hear right here on 97.1 The Ticket. And joining us from Boston is Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You're tired. Doing? Tired but good. But we appreciate you getting
up. I'm a little tired. Yep.
Yeah. I want to, obviously, there's a lot of ways to go here. We're coming off a loss from last night, but I want to go back 24 hours. I wish we had talked to you after a doubleheader sweep at Fenway. I mean, that had to feel really good for a lot of reasons. It's a tough place to play. They're the defending champs, and they were coming off a sweep in Tampa Bay. The recipe for a doubleheader sweep probably was not in the cards for your team, so you had to be really thrilled with the way that day played out.
Yeah, these guys compete, and we've had 3 games here in Boston. It feels like we've been in Boston for 2 weeks, but 3 games here, and we've won 2 out of 3, and we had 1 bad inning. And that was last night. We just misfired all of a sudden, and we played good baseball here. And now we got a chance. As I told those guys after that game, it was frustrating last night. But after the game, I told them, we have a chance to win 3 out of 4 here, so let's just think about the positives, and that's what we're going to try to do today.
If somebody had told you, I don't know, in February, as you got to Lakeland, that after 23 games, 2 of your projected starting pitchers would be out for the season. Gordon Beckham would be leading the team with 3 home runs. Cabrera and Castellanos would have 0. Would you be stunned if I said, well, but your record would still be 12-11?
I told you you're nuts. So it's just, you know what, it's just a group of guys that kind of, believe in themselves, and they don't really try to listen to too much outside, and they're just playing. And we've got to have get healthy again. That's kind of one of our biggest problems right now. We're so thin off the bench and everywhere else, and we're playing guys that are hurt. Beck's got a little rib thing going on, and it's kind of crazy, all the little things that we've got going on. So we're just trying to get healthy, but it's really hard to do when you end up playing doubleheaders and all those things. So hopefully, we'll get 9 together today and tonight and figure out how to win again.
As fans, I think sometimes lose sight of the personal nature of the game, and we see the big superstars and they're like cartoon characters or superheroes. But Brandon Dixon gets called up last week, and I think I read that he was hitting about 167 down in Toledo.
Right.
And he comes up to the majors, and you, like a lot of managers, like to put a guy right in the lineup because, to take advantage of the excitement. And he's really performed well. He had the bases clearing double the other night. His father is tweeting and Instagramming. He goes, when you realize your son is starting a game at Fenway Park. I mean, talk about your role as a manager. You've obviously managed superstars, but you've also managed a lot of guys who it's like, holy blank, I'm in the major leagues. What's that like?
Well, it's fun, and it's fun to see him come up and have success. And you know what? I guess the old saying is, he's hitting 160 in AAA, he's due. So you put him in the lineup, and you know what? He's come up here, and they're around the plate a lot more, and the atmosphere is a little bit better than it is in the minor leagues, and the excitement, and some guys rise to the occasion. He's swinging really good. He's playing good.
Speaking of due, Josh Harrison seems to be slowly getting back to where you guys thought. Is there something different, or was it just a matter of time?
No, he's been making constant adjustments and trying to, figure out what he needs to do to get the ball out of the air. He just seemed to be hitting everything in the air, and we moved him down. He made an adjustment, backed up off the plate, and he's tried a lot of different things. He actually had a really good day a couple of days ago playing a doubleheader, a lot of really good swings. He relaxed. He's not worried about taking pitches, getting on the base. I told him, just, we're going to back you down, just make your adjustment, and let's just kind of enjoy baseball a little bit rather than worrying about all the other stuff you have to do as a leadoff guy. And like I said, a couple of adjustments, backing off the plate has helped him. And here we go. Hopefully he'll continue that, because he swung really good a couple of days ago.
I was watching the game, I think the day game of the doubleheader, and Jack Morris was doing the color commentary, and he made a point about Harrison. He said, when you're struggling, sometimes it's not about what you – it's about what you're not doing, in terms of, like, Harrison would always come back to the dugout, always be positive in the clubhouse. So here's a guy who's known – you know, he's an all-star. He's been successful, and he's slumping, and yet that doesn't carry over into how he conducts himself in the clubhouse, and that's a form of leadership that the average fan might not be aware of.
You have to have that, and even though he was going through that, you know, he's still positive. After every at bat, he would come back and he said, I'm so close. We always look at him like, you're nuts. You hit it straight up in the air, but that's who he is. And that's why you really like the guy. That's why he's been around for so long. That's why he's been a major league for this long, because, you know, he is a positive guy. He fights through everything, and it's nice to see him have some success just a couple of days ago, and hopefully he'll continue that.
Now, as a guy is working his way out of something, do you have to resist the urge to maybe move him back to the top of the lineup? Are you going to kind of keep him where he is having success?
No, I told him, we're going to just, you know, leave you here for a little bit, let you get comfortable, let you get going, and then eventually, you know, hopefully it'd be great to have him back at the top. That's where we kind of, you know, he lived. He's had over 1,200 games where he's been a leadoff guy, and it would be great to have him back up there, but I'm not going to kind of screw around with him right now. I'm going to leave him right back down there and let him just keep finding his way. He's got a ways to go, but it was a good start, you know, in the doubleheader. So, leave him there, not mess with his mind or anything like that, and then we'll see. Eventually, hopefully, you know, down the road, we'll get him back in that leadoff spot, and he'll be comfortable there.
I want to ask you about Drew Verhagen. The guy's got great stuff. It just seems, we were talking off the air, like every – not every game, but it seems like every single game there's always something where he does something wrong, whether he gives up a home run or does something. And he's got such great stuff. Last night he walks, you know, three guys in a row. Is it mental with him, or because he does have great stuff?
Well, we had a good conversation, you know, afterwards, and I think he's searching too. He was really frustrated last night, and he's kind of searching too. You know, he had the forearm problem at the end of spring training, where he ended up on the DL, and he says he's healthy. Even after the game last night, he said, it's not that his arm's hurting or anything like that. He just started misfiring, and he kind of let it get to him a little bit. So it probably could be a little bit more mental than anything else right now. He's fighting everything, and that's what happens in this game. That's why it's such a tough game, is that, you know, the mental part of it, the people don't really see. Everybody sees the physical part. You're going out there playing, you're swinging and missing a ball by a foot. But the mental part of it's the hardest part, when you're battling yourself. And I think that's where he's at right now. He's battling himself.
Speaking of mental stuff, it seems, it's a small sample size, that Daniel Norris has his mind correct right now, because he really looked good in his start the other day.
Yeah, and hopefully we can continue that. The schedule is kind of screwing with us as far as days off and all these things, and we're trying not to make all of our starters end up on 8 days, so we're going to have to jockey things around and piggyback guys, and it's because of all the days off we've got coming up. And the one thing you don't want to do with your whole rotation is end up making them all go on 7 or 8 days rest. And so we're, you know, that's the hardest part about the game right now for us, is trying to maneuver these guys to get them all keep pitching with these days off coming up. So he's doing good, though. That great last start was fantastic. Mentally, he's probably the best I've seen him in the clubhouse. He's smiling every day. Before, he was always worried about something, and now he's kind of a happy kid. We want to keep that.
We're talking to Ron Gardenhire, the Tiger manager. How enjoyable was game one on Tuesday for you, that you did not have to go to Shane Green in the ninth inning and you were shaking hands after the game on the field?
Yeah, that's a good feeling. And, you know, Shane wants the ball every game, and we all know that it's not going to happen. I mean, you just can't keep putting him in so many games. But the games that he's been in, he's made kind of quick work of it. He's not really had a tough inning, and he feels great. But, you know, you just don't want to kill the guy. And we're trying not to. But, man, he's been good. He's been really, really good. And he's been dominant out there as a closer. So it's fun to watch. And Andy and I are both concerned that we end up putting him in so many games, so we'll start scoring some runs and win games by big tallies, yeah, rather than having to put him in there.
But especially in a doubleheader, where you go into the day wondering, okay, how's this going to work out, and you get through game one without using him, then you can start game two saying, well, we got Greeny ready to go.
Well, that's it, and we said that, you know, the big thing is we've used a lot of people in that first game, and we were really worried about the second game, and it came out pretty good, which was nice, you know. And then you turn around, you have another game, and you're thinking, oh boy, here we go again. But you know what? That's baseball, and you go through spells where you might have to use him for, you know, 3 or 4 days, which is good too.
How important is today's start for Jordan Zimmermann? Obviously, he started the season great with two amazing starts, and it's been a struggle the last three.
Yeah, his last one was better. Tight zone. He had a tight zone the last one, and that's, he lives by just on the corners. If he doesn't live on the corners, he, you know, because of his velocity, he's not like it used to be. He's going to have a hard time. He knows how to maneuver the baseball, but he's got to have that zone, you know, be a good zone for him. And the last one, I thought the ball came out of his hand really good. It just, the zone just kind of got all screwed up on him, and hopefully he'll be okay. This is a tough place. We all know that. And if he's not living on the corners here against these guys, then it's going to be a lot of trouble. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a good zone for him back there, and he'll locate it.
You obviously have a guy who's always checking the replay to make sure if you should challenge it. Are you going to have a guy tonight keeping you updated on the results of the NFL draft?
Yeah, that's what I'll be worried about.
That's what you'll be worried about, yes.
There's no Texas guys going in the first round, so you're good.
That's right. They're all underclassmen right now. We'll be there, though.
They'll be there, yeah. Hey, Ron, thanks so much for getting up early. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.